Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, sun or moon? Regime change. That's the buzzword. Everyone's talking about it. Kim must go. But do believers feel comfortable with the alternatives? Is Sun Myung-moon in North Korea's future? Everyone who knows of Jesus in North Korea today knows of the biblical Jesus, but a false Christ will be made manifest if moon replaces the present sun. According to one ministry, in April 2002, the Unification Church, also known as the Moonies, the ones who own Pyonghwa Motors, finished construction of a $55 million automobile assembly plant in Nampo, North Korea, with plans to spend up to $300 million in expansion. Who would have thought the Unification Church would be able to open up an automobile plant in North Korea? But they did it, to the amazement of all. The only non-governmental billboards in North Korea are billboards for Pyonghwa Motors. In addition, Pyonghwa plans to expand its presence in North Korea by opening a department store, gas stations, automobile showrooms, and what the company describes as a World Peace Center in Pyongyang to promote cultural and educational exchanges. The Moonies? To replace the communists? You say that maybe this is better, a false Christ for no Christ at all? Why must North Korea choose between such evils throughout her history? Let's pray for a viable alternative, wherein the true gospel message is able to permeate all of Korean society. How will God do this? I have no idea. But if he can permeate the world dominion of the Roman Empire, and he did, he can cover a nation the size of Indiana. Thanks for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.